Adam Pengilly, good morning to you.
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys. And I have been watching this World Cup game this morning, and I have seen the celebrations with Ronaldo. Do you reckon he's been enthusiastic or not?
I'm going to say lukewarm.
Yeah, he's got off the bench, to be fair. He's not going to just sat there and sulk. Right.
Following the crowd.
Had a false smile.
Oh, false smile. Like, yeah. Fake. It's fake. It's all fake. So he's got off the bench, and he's congratulated them and gone to the hug and the embrace. But I reckon he's absolutely steaming underneath.
Well, the decision has worked.
Yeah.
2-0 up at half-time.
Yeah, and in cruise control as well, Loz. They probably could have had a third before half-time too. It was an amazing save by the Switzerland keeper. A couple minutes before the break on a fast counter-attack by Portugal. So they've got to go cruising into the quarter-finals against Morocco, which they'll be heavily favoured to win as well, obviously, if they can get through this game. So it's going to be a fascinating storyline, though, isn't it, to watch what they're going to do with Ronaldo for the quarter-finals and even deeper into the tournament and get through today, because he will not be a happy chappy at all.
Story for sure. Now, a big story could be Nugget and the Ingham on Saturday as we get to, well, acceptances today. And what was it, about 22nd, I think, in the order of entry. And there it is, the all-in favourite with Tab at, what, $4.50. So will this import get a start? I don't know if you've done the maths with it or whether the attrition rate... Well, we'll get a field of 20, won't we, being the mile start at Randwick.
Yeah, we'll get the field later through today, Jared. And we seem to have a lot of these situations at the moment, don't we? A lot of these lightly raced horses who are, you know, right in the market in all in betting or struggling at a run in some of these field races. So I don't know if it's something you need to look at to tinker. I'm not too sure. I think the system's worked relatively well for a long period of time. But there'll be a lot of punters sweating on him getting a run, as well as Kieran Maher and David Eustace, because we know what he's done so far since he's arrived in Australia. He's been great in two runs this campaign. And no doubt he'll start probably a favourite, I'd imagine, on Saturday if he does get a run in the race. But they're going to be waiting to find out a little bit later this morning. We'll see if the attrition rate's there and you can squeeze into the field. It looks like a really good, I was going to say Villiers this year. It's renamed the Ingham, isn't it? So a really good race this year, obviously giving the golden ticket towards the Doncaster. And I think that lightly race profile of a horse like Nugget obviously will fit in really well in a race like that. And we'll get into the form in the next 24 to 48 hours and come with a couple of tips on Friday, boys.
What's Lloyd Williams doing with his horses?
Yeah, Lodge, he's had the big dispersal, given that he's shutting down Macedon Lodge. Obviously, the private training facility he has up there and just on the outskirts of Melbourne, he doesn't want to go forward with that anymore. And obviously, he's going to have some outside trainers now these days looking after his horses. So he's dispersed them to a few different stables. I found a bit of a surprise that Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott are picking up a few of those horses. We know that Gay's been probably a very close confidant of Lloyd for many, many years now, but the Tullock Lodge is going to pick up a few of those horses. Chris Lees is going to get a few. Obviously, he did the job with Hosier in the big dance, a couple of weeks ago. So he's got an association with Lloyd Williams. He's got Ben and JD Hayes, Lindsay Park picking up a horse too. So I'll be fascinating to see how this plays out with Lloyd having to spread his horses around a few trainers outside. And Gay and Adrian, Chris Lees and Lindsay Park are the big beneficiaries at the moment.
Now, the Gold Rush, this one of these rebranded races, isn't it, over there in the West, worth $1.5 million on Saturday evening our time over there at Ascot. And Valana, the Hunter winner, could be, it's got Barrier 1, Ben Mellum booked for the ride, but in doubt.
Yeah, he's had another setback, Jared. Obviously, he missed the Winterbottom Stakes, which was probably going to be the big Group 1 target for him over there in the West, and had a bit of an issue there. And again, he's struggling at the moment with a report to stewards from James Cummings, Godolphin, he's had a bit of a setback, so he'll need to be monitored in the next 24 to 48 hours. But, really unfortunate for them, given that he probably went over across there as almost their top seed, I would have imagined, for a couple of those big races. And then Paul Ailey's obviously come out and did the job in the Winterbottom Stakes without Valana there. But, big money on offer. Let's hope Valana can get to the start line. But regardless, he's had an amazing spring campaign with the Silver Eagle and then the Hunter up there at Newcastle on wait and see how that plays out a little bit later this morning.
Well, they're racing at Warwick Farm today. Can you find me a winner anywhere?
Yeah, you've got to be very patient today, Laws. It's race 7, number 3, High Blue Sea, in the last on the program. I thought he was extremely impressive winning at Rosehill Gardens last start. He's pretty good at Kembla there first up. I think third up, 3-year-old, nice profile for a race like this. It can be hard for a lot of these horses coming out of winning their maidens to sort of tackle at 64 or 68 or a 72, but he, to me, looks like he's got plenty of ability to make the jump and make the jump straight away. I know he's got a whitish gait, but I'm not too worried about from that shoot start there at Warwick Farm. And I think he'll settle himself in the first four or five, then be really hard to beat. So that's race 7, number 3, High Blue Sea, in the last at Warwick Farm.
$5.50 with Tab as it stands. Mate, leave you to it. Have a good day. Chat tomorrow.
See you, boys.